Welcome to the ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxines of the Makarios Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
Beautiful. Wow. I want you to look your neighbor, turn to your neighbor, and say, "My neighbor.
My neighbor.
Are you ready for round two?
Are you ready for round two?
What's your neighbor say? Change your neighbor. Say, find another neighbor. Say, my neighbor.
My neighbor.
Round two is coming. Are you excited about it? Find a third neighbor. A third neighbor. Say, my neighbor.
My heart is open.
For round two. Round two is coming your way in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands together. Clap your hands together. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
So today's service is that something different?
Flow, crowd.
You know,
you are preaching good.
Sometimes you just want something different.
Exactly. It's working.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's our church.
Yeah.
We can do anything once it's within the confines of the work of the Lord. And I felt that today I wanted to talk to you a bit more.
Yeah.
Than the time I have.
Talk to us.
Yeah. And when you are at the back, there is an atmosphere at the back which is not as intense as when it's at the front.
It's true.
One day, one man of God called Pastor Benny Hinn. I don't know if you know him.
Yeah.
How many of you know Pastor Benny Hinn? Very anointed healing evangelist. He went to one North American country and was having a crusade and wanted to minister to the congregation. So it was a pastor's conference in a hall. And then he asked all of them to stand up. He was going to release the power of God. So they all stood up. And he lifted his hands and prayed powerfully that anointing be released upon everybody. Do you know what happened?
No.
The power of God from the altar hit the church, and they started to fall from the front like that to somewhere by the middle, and then it ceased. Then he explained that that's the same way it is. The atmosphere, as it goes on to the back, it reduces in intensity. So you can be at the back and you WhatsApp throughout the service. You'll be in the service, but you'll only be WhatsApping, or you'll be on Facebook throughout the service. Yes, at the back. Oh, I've sat at the back in the church many times. I didn't hear anything. Mantishi.
Mercy.
Hey. Yeah. That's why when you go for boxing, they call a place ringside. Ringside is that you are close to the place, and you pay higher because at the ringside, you see everything ditto. And you have the complete feel of what's going on. So if you go for boxing, whatever, and you want to stay at the ringside, you pay higher than those at the banks and those at the back. Because they believe that once you are closer, your experience is better than those at the back. Is that a good sermon?
It's a powerful sermon.
And Africans also have a backward mentality. So when you go to a place, a party, a church, a program, and there are front seats that are not reserved, your natural disposition is to sit at the back.
Changing.
And the front seats are not reserved. It's not that they are reserved for dignitaries or pastors, or it's a party, and they've arranged the chairs. Something in us doesn't like to be first. Especially say, now fear for they followed you from Beve to Accra.
My God.
Or they followed you from Bodwase to Accra. It's like we wanted to finish in Bodwase, but you left to Accra, but we are following you to Accra.
Hey.
They will not allow you to move forward. Yes.
You are preaching good.
Even Danfo cry, you would like to sit at the front.
Hey.
Do you know Danfo? Trotro. It's called Danfo.
Danfo cry.
Ezekiel 36, 37. My second sermon is 100 souls. That's the sermon. That's the title of the sermon. 100 souls. And then there's no prophecy, there's no blessing, there's no yeah. We are serving the Lord, and He shall bless, and He shall serve. Ezekiel 36, 37. Thus saith the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Sometimes when prophets are prophesying, they say, thus saith the Lord. So, thus saith the Lord, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Ogbojo to do it for them. What does he want to do for us? What does he want to do for us?
Like a flock.
That consistency, Zaga and Ziggy's consistency. Your wife cried, if anything.
Theodora.
Your consistency, all of you are quiet.
Hey.
Lucky, Abigail, that consistency. What does God want to do for them? I will increase them
with men.
Like flock.
Yeah.
You know, like how if you've been an animal farmer before and you are rearing goats. When one goat gives birth, how many kids are there? Like 3 or 4. If you are rearing fowl and the hen produces eggs, average is like how many? Like 10, 12. How about tilapia?
Hey.
If you're a tilapia farmer, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
They give birth in thousands. The fingerlings are a lot. So if you are rearing tilapia and then the tilapia mama becomes pregnant and gives birth, one giving birth, no, you have become a millionaire tilapia.
Yeah.
That's why I said that I will increase them, like the way I increase goats, that how goats increase. I will increase them with men like flock. And this year, I'm leading the church. I'm a very good pastor. A very good pastor doesn't only pray for the church. He doesn't only teach them. He doesn't only prophesy to them. He leads them to fulfill the will of the Lord. He leads them to fulfill the will of the Lord. Yes. You can be in a church, a certain church, you'll be there for 5 years. You will never evangelize because the pastor will not lead you to evangelize. They'll bath you with oil. Programs, conventions. You bath oil, sir. You will never share the love of Christ to somebody. You tell somebody that I know a man who has saved me, who has blessed me. I want to introduce that man to you. He has been so good to me. If you know him, he will be good to you as well. You've never shared your love before, the love of Christ before. Yeah. I'm a good pastor.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say it. Because you've not told me before. You've not told me before. So I'm telling you, because I know, and I'm leading you. We are winning 100 souls. 100 souls. between now and June, 100 new human beings will be dancing with us, will be singing with us,
amen,
will be clapping with us the way you are
amen.
clapping. And inside those 100 is somebody's beloved,
amen.
And inside those 100 is somebody's employee,
amen.
Somebody's employer,
yes.
Somebody's wife,
yes.
Somebody's husband,
yes.
Will be inside that 100,
amen.
I don't know who I'm talking to.
You are talking to me.
But as we set our face, that we are following the increase by 100 new souls, you may get your best friend from the 100.
Yes.
Yes. I got my wife from the church, not from a disco. Not from a disco.
Yeah.
We were in school together, but she didn't know me.
My God.
Or I didn't know her or something like that. One of the above.
Yes.
Because at that time, I was as serious I work alone. Serious. I mean, I come from lecture to my room. It's time for church. I go straight. And I was the church's keyboardist at that time. So I just walked straight to the keyboard. And I'll sit behind the keyboard and I'll play. And then I'll stay after shepherd's meeting and I'll go. I was like, so I didn't even see that she was also in the school. I don't know. But maybe I saw her one of the times. But it was later, as I've had a number of santribos, broken heart.
My God.
Tell that brother to sit well. The one behind Gina. Yeah. Broken heart. After my heart was broken.
Broken.
And then the Lord used her to patch. Super glue to patch my heart.
Wow.
And then life came into my spirit.
Hey!
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 But my wife was in the church. I found my wife in church. If somebody hadn't won it, there was a shepherd. Her shepherd was even my classmate. Her shepherd was my God. Look, the guy was from my wife. He made sure that she stayed in Christ and stayed in the Lord, because at that time she was also this 2x4 2x4 church member, Oba Kakrana. And he said, who said shepherd the banner? Why you close the door? I said, oh, I'm not around. Not around.
Hey,
you are seeing her looking spiritual today. It's not, she's come from far. Hey,
God.
She has worried the shepherd. Do you want to tell your story?
Hey.
One day the shepherd saw me and said that, look, I have to come and give him offering. Because the way my wife worried him, that he pushed through and established her in the church. That's how come I have come to find a wife.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the 100 souls will be your best friend. I said, your best friend.
Yeah.
Your best friend.
Yes.
Yes. Your employee. Some of you are going to give birth. In marriage, plenty, you will need people to help you to be carrying the children. Yes. May the Lord, the way you stood up amongst everybody, you think it's normal. Look at, nobody stood up. Watch. Nobody stood up. You are the only one who stood up to this word. You think it's normal. It's God's way of making a word come to you.
Amen.
It's your word. It's your word. Sensitivity in the service is your advantage to getting your blessing.
Yes. But
I'm reading a letter Bishop Saki wrote to Bishop Dan.
Too powerful.
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm reading a letter Bishop Saki wrote to Bishop Dan. See, dear Dan, if ever we need a baptism from heaven, it should be a baptism of zeal. The zeal of thine house has consumed me. That's the zeal of the house of the Lord. We really need to be eaten up dry with passionate passion for the house of the Lord. And I'm talking to you. There are some of you here. You must rearrange your heart towards the house of the Lord. You are more committed to your little shop, which is 5x5. 5x5 meter. Monday from 7 to 9, you are there. Tuesday, 7 to 9, you are there. Your commitment is so massive to a 5x5 shop that a mega building like this, you want to come here only once and come for only 2 hours. I'm talking to somebody.
Yes.
He says, we need a burden for souls that will make us uncomfortable until we see men saved from the blackness and darkness of the kingdom of this world. We need a burden that will make us uncomfortable until one soul is saved, two souls are saved, three souls are saved. We have to have unrest in our hearts until we see many people joining us in the Lord. But you see, the problem is that most people in church, not only this church, the body of Christ, don't care. So, as we have said, 100 more souls we are bringing to the Lord. Somebody is sitting down and say, oh, now, and this is what I'm obeying. But we need a burden.
Yeah.
Pascaline, you need a burden. Something that is worrying your heart until you see a new Cynthia join the church. Emmanuel, you must have unrest in your heart until you see a new Kojo join the church in Christ. Because if he's not in church on Sunday like this, he's watching pornography, he's masturbating before a TV screen. Yes. Can I talk to you?
Talk to us.
Magdalene, you have to be disturbed in your heart. The church has to have the burden. The absence of that burden is the absence of the Holy Spirit. The absence of that burden is the absence of the Holy Spirit. We need that burden in our heart until we can see a Johnson being part of the choir,
yeah,
or the dancing stars. Is it a good sermon?
Yes, you are preaching good.
We should be able to come to church. One man of God said that we miss old time religion. He said, I miss old time religion. When they asked him why, he said, those days when we were Christian, we came to church, and the prayer topic that is lifted from the pulpit is not to kill devils, it's not to kill witches, but they lifted the prayers that souls will be saved. He said, we miss old time religion. But now, the most powerful prayer topics are prayers that are against devils. Any devil against your destiny, I see them dying in the name of Jesus. Then you see everything, say, amen.
Hey,
people can even jump, amen.
We are preaching good,
but we want to pray for souls, that souls should be saved. Some people pray. Hey,
my God,
the salvation of souls. So, well, be Josie against the wall, because it's not important to you. How does Bishop Benny does if he says that one? Yeah, me Jimmy Kuno, Obon Sambia, we Jimmy Kuno. Me bone two machine gun. Hey, now we are going to pray. Anybody who takes your wife,
who has taken your husband in the spirit from the village, whatever. Are you ready? Hey, go! Machine gun. Nollywood has entered the church.
My God.
Gallywood. Now we have turned the prayer to movie. We are acting movie. Christian sister. Christian Oma Boduku. And now move up. You see aunties with duku. Even people who don't, their legs are paining them, but still. Yes. But I tell you, from Zoe, Medina, from Isamampong, from St. Peter's, from Ogbojo, from Chiayo, we are raising up 100 new souls. We are raising up 100 new souls.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I like it. One of those guys, if you don't bring them early, they will die by June and they will go to hell. One of those guys, if you don't bring them early, they are going to impregnate somebody's 17-year-old daughter. One of those boys, if you don't find them early, they are into gambling, Yahoo Yahoo, whatever. If you don't find them early, they will go to prison very soon. We need to. We need to. We need to. I said we need to.
We need to.
Necessity is laid upon us. Can I talk to you for 3 more minutes?
Talk to us.
Yes. We really need the love that is blind to all possible dangers. We need love that is blind to all possible dangers. Yesterday we were here. I left here around 11 p.m. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Yes. It's now that God has even blessed me that I've moved from where I used to be. Where I used to be, I tell you, you have to get to the gate. Come out from the house. Go and open the gate. Drive inside. Come out, come back, and close the gate. And so sometimes I'm getting home like 12 midnight. And on the left side is a little bush. And on the right side is some construction materials. Very dangerous. Yeah. But we have to, you see, safety is good. But sometimes if you are and I'm a safety, but you can't serve God. There are times you need to jump your gate because the time will close from church, your gate will be closed. Yo, every day, by 8, 9, you're to your gate. So you can't have a meaningful church service and stay. Sometimes you will have to, I'm telling you, my kind of correct. Sometimes you will have to jump your gate. You may have to jump your gate. Because even if church doesn't make you jump your gate, outing will make you jump your gate.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is it.
Funeral will make you jump your gate. Everybody who has complained about gate being closed from church has stood behind the same gate closed from town before. From town.
Suffer, you know things. You are entirely numbers.
I'm telling you. Yeah. We have to be blind to the dangers of soul winning. Sometimes you are winning soul, the person you are talking to is very rude to you. And as I'm small boy, so he didn't even pass his mathematics. As I'm talking to him, rude boy. He didn't even write the mass. He didn't do well. As I'm shouldn't even make me say things. I can teach him commas, teach him elective mass, and teach him statistics, and he will pass. Hey, because I'm sharing Christ with him, more easier rule. Please talk fast. Please talk fast. I want to go. You want to go. Someone like you, I'm talking to you. You want, please talk fast. I want to go. And that's how some of you even behave. The way you behave towards me, I am your co-equal, for lack of a better word. For lack of a better word. Because most of you here, by the time you were entering SHS, I had finished school. Newyear school. Before, when I was finishing school, you were about to write BC. Do you know BC? Yes. It's just like I'm a handsome man. That's also, I look young. But my major birthday, my next major birthday is 40.
My God.
Yes. You see like Celestia. You see, it will be, hey, we'll celebrate it. Obi Biara will give you cloth. Everybody will show the cloth. So if you're a man, you sew the top. If you're a woman, you sew the what? Everybody, cloth. Hey, have you been 40 before?
Hey.
Uh-huh. Don't bring yourself. I'm doing well. Hey! Hey! Also for baby.
You are pretty good. You are enjoying it.
We need love. Love. That ignores personal safety.
Yeah.
Personal safety. Yes. I know our sister Emilia. Emilia. Do you know Emilia?
Yeah.
Sometimes, as she's in church, her children, two children, she's locked them in the house. Nobody's there. She has locked her children in the house and she's in church. Is it wise? It doesn't sound wise. Is it dangerous? It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. 1 7-year-old daughter and 1 3 or 4-year-old daughter. You lock both of them in the room and you are in church. Is it wisdom? It's not wisdom. Is it dangerous? It's very dangerous. But I'm saying that at a point, the service of God will require that you make foolish and sacrificial decisions. I tell you. You are not ready to do it. You can't serve God. We need love that disregards all odds and love that drops the word sacrifice. Love that drops the word sacrifice. What I'm doing, I'm not doing God a favor. As I'm preaching, I'm not doing God a favor. Even the preaching that I'm preaching to you is blessing myself more than it's blessing you. It's because of the preaching I'm preaching that God will have mercy on me. So as I'm preaching here, I'm following up souls, I'm teaching people, I'm not doing God a favor. I'm not sacrificing anything. It's a privilege. It's a blessing for me. I'm enjoying it. I'm happy about it. I'm not sacrificing anything. We have to drop the word sacrifice. We take the word, we bury it. Small. Hey. Austin, come and mop small. Mop. Put it so. Charlie, yes, you are sacrificing for the church too much. Too much? You are sacrificing for God too much? And there are people too who will never lift up a broom and sweep anything in the church. Go. But can I advise you?
Advise us.
Never ever do anything for God and say, I'm sacrificing. It's a privilege.
Yeah.
Yes. God can remove you and put somebody there.
Yeah.
Anything you are doing, whether you are, even me, many times I've not come to church. Pastor David preached or my wife preached. Then I got messages from church members saying, hey, today's service, they're very powerful. And I say, hey, you are texting me. I'm telling me that. Just say, when I'm not around, the service is more powerful.
Hey.
When I'm come, then it's like a military camp.
Hey.
Hey. It's a Pastor David, the way he broke the scripture down.
Hey.
Hey, I was there when my coach sent me a thesis. He sent me thesis of Pastor David preaching. He said, hey. He said, Reverend, no, Pastor David is anointed. And the way we enjoy service today, and he's texting me, and I'm not in church, and I'm the man of God of the church. Hey! Everybody can be displaced. Everybody can be changed. Everybody, even if you're a wife, sit on your chair well, you can be changed. God can change you. God can change you. One of the easier ways will change you, just make you die. Then they'll marry again. It's a way of changing you. You just die. Because you are there, you don't respect your husband. You are fighting with your husband. Your husband has to bargain and negotiate and bargain to have sex. God can replace you. I say one of the easiest ways is just to kill you and then we'll marry again. You'll just be happy. I'm sorry, the seven. He humbled as a wife. Bring water, you have brought it. Bring this one, you have brought it. Cook the food, you have brought it. We said the food is not nice. Can you change it? You have changed it. It's very simple. Very simple. We are not sacrificing. No. Ernest, I'm happy about this, you know. I don't think I can do anything else in my life apart from what I'm doing. I'm happy God chose me. He didn't choose you. I'm happy He chose me. I'm not sacrificing. It's not a sacrifice. When I give you a song to learn, don't say I'm sacrificing. Nobody says, let's drop the word. If we say, let's go outreaching, your center pastor is calling you. You have turned off the phone. So we are sacrificing a human here, two man. No. It's now that we are going to sing. We are going to sing. Nyame juma ye de, ejuma. Nyame juma ye de. Nyame juma ye de, ejuma. Nyame juma. Look. Mini ubet e ama ye ye juma no. Now the nicest part is when Last point, then we close. Last point. Bishop Saki wrote to Bishop Dag. He said, Dag, listen to this one. Bishop Saki wrote to Bishop Dag. He said, Dag, let's bind our hearts to the reaching of the unreached and to the saving of the lost. Let's bind our hearts to that agenda. And I'm calling on the church. Celestine, you can put your babies behind you and set out on a journey. Pascaline, you can close your shop. Yes, that's what I said. I said it. I said you can close your shop. Why? I'm going on evangelism. Oh, I'll lose money. Yes. Everything you gain, you lose something. We have to bind our heart as a church. Everybody, whether you are in the church for only 6 months or you be here for 4 years, we have to bind our hearts to the reaching of the unreached. When we hear Marshall Saturday, it's not a Saturday for shepherds. It's a Saturday for Christians. Marshall Saturday evangelism going out is not for center pastors, it's for Christians. Let your heart organize your weekend to allow you to be part of such an activity. It's an obligation. Yeah. It is an obligation.
It's an obligation.
It is an obligation.
Yes.
It is an obligation.
Yes. Obligation.
Yes. 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 Oh, I like it. I like it. So, 100 souls. Pascaline, 100 souls.
100 souls.
Latest by June, which is even too far. Because, watch it. Watch it. Everybody, watch me. We are more than 100 here. Is it true or not true? True or not true?
It's true.
Do you know that we can do this in 2 weeks? If everybody would do one soul. The reason why we are taking it to June is that most of you won't do. So some of us are going to do like 7 to cover for your disconnection. But if we are 100 here and everybody just does one, we don't even need up to 6 months. It is their own spirituality, their own concern and disinterest of so-called Christians. We only talk about fake prophets and fake pastors, but we don't talk about fake Christians. Fake Christians.
Preaching.
Fake Christians. You bear the title Christian, but there's no responsibility to your Savior. We can clear this 100 souls. Say, we can clear this 100 souls in 2 weeks. If everybody here will say, I'm bringing one, the agenda is finished. We are finished. We don't even need to waste our time. We don't even need to waste our time. If Abigail will bring one, and Priscilla will bring one, and Susan will bring one, and Gideon will bring one, and she will bring one, and I'll bring one, we don't need up to June. But do you know why we are going to go up to June? Because some of you think that it's not the main thing for your life. The main thing is like, this year I need to have a shop. I need to start my business. I want to do a shop. This year my shop must start. I want to go to school. This year my school must start. It's like, just things that concern us. I give a charge to the church. Every center. You see that we are doing it by the centers. Centers. And not only the centers, we are calling something MAM 12. Can you see it on the right? Yeah. Can you see it on the right?
Yes.
MAM 12. It means me and my 12. Sheep. I believe that everybody here can raise 12 new Christians for the Lord. I believe it.
Yes.
Everybody. So, this is the inaugural service for MAM 12.
Wow.
Everybody, start a journey.
Yes.
Start a journey. Bring a Peter. That is your MAM 1. Can you hear him from the back? Add it to your Peter. It's a Genevieve. That's your MAM 2. Then when you bring a Yofi, that is your MAM 3. And then you add a Jonathan, that is MAM 4. And then you add an Ephia, that is your MAM 5. You are journeying to 12. By 12, you have a MAM 12. And I believe you can do it.
Yes.
And I believe you want to do it.
Amen.
How many of you are going to join in this agenda? Oh. Beautiful. If today is your first time, today is your first time. Today is your first time. Today is your first time. Please show by a hand, a wave of your hand. Today is your first time. And then they will first day. One basho, one bahada. And then they will first day. Basho. How do you say that? What nidiemu? Nidiemu. Basho. Jina wana inso. What nidiemu? If today is your first time, that's a beautiful sister at the back, and then another nice sister, wow, and a nice brother at the back. Tell me, what can I do?
'Cause I can live without. I can live without. Tell me, what can I do?
Oh,
I can live without.
your name, my dear? Rose. Yes. We have about 2 roses. So you are the 3rd rose. What's your name, my dear? Emmanuel. I want to hear. What? Belinda. Belinda. Okay, we don't have a Belinda. Do we have a Belinda? We don't have a Belinda. We have Linda. Yeah. So we have a Linda. We don't have a Belinda. So maybe God has brought us a Belinda. He's shaking his head. He said, "Oh, I came to visit." It's not true. You didn't come to visit. God brought you here. You didn't come to visit. Yeah. You came with Esnam. He came to visit. He didn't come to visit. Yeah. God wanted to give us a Belinda. So now we have it. Can you clap your hands together for a Belinda? A Belinda. Yes. Yes. God bless you. What was your name, my dear? Adobia. You're balancing another equation, no? Adobia. How come Adobia doesn't enter my spirit? Adobia. Who? She's also Franca.